always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not because we're going to be interviewing Stephen the Levite, but because this is a blessed day, man. We got, like I said, Stephen the Levite. We're going to talk to him about his name, because some of us is like, yo, where'd he get the name from? We know he got it from the scriptures, but what made him choose that name? We're going to talk about that. And also the topic of the day is going to be on let's build, man. Let us get together, build with men and women of God, and build the community of God. I think that this is very important, that we could do these kind of things and chop it up with brothers and sisters in the faith, so that we can, you know what I'm saying, make sure that we're right. I think sometimes it allows us to get to a place where we can check one another, we can grow one another up, we can be there when our brother or sister is having a hard time in life, man. And I believe that's really what the body of Christ should be about, man. But yeah, we excited to get Stephen the Levite, my homie DJ Kingdom 7. Man, my dude in Korea, I miss that guy, man. He works so much behind the scenes to get interviews set up for us, man. And I appreciate everything that he is doing. Check this out, man. If you missed a couple of the shows and you're like, yo, I need to get on my Yada the King podcast game or whatever, you can get the show at yadatheking.com. You can go listen to it there. You can get the Yada the King mobile app for the Androids and Apple devices, as well as iTunes and Zoom. So it's pretty much whatever you got, we should have a compatible form of the show for you. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely want to get that in, man. And if you're listening and you're like, yo, I got music, I always tell you, you can send it to music@yadatheking.com. That's music@yadatheking.com, or go to yadatheking.com and click on music submissions. Also, if you're trying to advertise, feel free to get at us. Or if you got a topic, this is really what I want to say. If you got a topic that you feel like we should talk about, give us a call, 425-243-4285. We'll talk about a topic, we'll study up on it, make sure we're good, because I don't really like talking about stuff I don't know what I'm saying about, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta study up, man. But let's go to this track real quick. Blaze Torch featuring Jen Furtado. You are on Yada the King Radio, man. And what is God to you? This is what he is to the homie Blaze Torch. Let's go.
I would have no breath. Your suffering allows me to skip death. And when I'm tired, I lay in your arms and find rest. And faith for you is what causes me to be blessed. And sometimes I stress, cause I carry the weight. Lord, you said you'd take it if I seek your face. My flesh telling me living for you is a waste. But I shut that down and continue on the race. I ask for your grace, pour on your mercy. Cause I like to do things that hurt me. I wanna be a blessing to those that curse me. With you it's a relationship, don't wanna be churchy.
Thank you.
thankful that you came to reverse the curse. Forget four walls, Lord, we are the church. In this day and age, we should be putting in the work. But a given generation just be praying for some perks. Traditions man-made, that's the reason why you came. To show us how to switch gears, yeah, and change the lane. You heal, you rebuke, and we must do the same. I can't go on without you, Lord, inside my frame. Cause my soul survives off the love you give me. I know when day turns to night, you're with me. Three nails plus a cross, it forgives me. I don't wanna travel alone, I need you with me, cause me, forgave me, I chose your hand, yes, you changed my life. One day I'll be with you in paradise. And in spite of all my falls and all my slips, what was done on the cross I'll never forget. And I'll never regret choosing light over dark. It was easy like choosing an island over a park. Cause Jesus, you mean everything to me. Since I chose you, now I can see. You are the meaning of love and beauty. And without you, Lord, I can't breathe. Cause
bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm bi winning. I win here and I win there. Now
I hate it when I sin. It always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin. That's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction. Sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it. That's how I keep on
winning.
G to the RAA, Spain. The king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck. My life's in check. You can check, I'm winning. G to the RAA, Spain. The king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck. My life's in check. You can check, I'm
winning.
All I do is win. I say that with no auto-tune. My life is out of key. Christ breaking out the auto-tune. My life is not a game, but he be knowing all my moves. Sin is a coyote, I'm road runner. He gon' always lose. Let me back up, and my master up with the beats on death. He rescued me, I had a wild life. He stepped down, yep, and hugged a tree. Caring like FEMA, protesting like Peter. He got more pull than his name is.
Whoa.
Me and 50 loser like Usher. He did a word trade in place. So I'm winning like Boston or the Lakers. You may hate both of them teams, but them rings you cannot fake them. Pursue me, Winston, capture me. Leon Nelson, take them. Went harder than Madea. Acronym produces bacon. I'm winning, I'm a winner, can't tell me different. So I'm living like I'm about to see the finish line. He finished mine, so I stay on fire. Except no hell, that's no smoke, and that's no weed. So guess what, I take no L. I hate it when I sin, it always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin, that's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
Beat to the RAA, Spain, the king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning. Beat to the RAA, Spain, the king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm
winning.
All I do is win.
I say that with no screw and chop. My life gets hit with sin and leave me feeling. Temptations lead me in and take me to a foolish spot. But when I fall, Christ pick me up and he fix me up like beauty shot. You can tell that I'm finna win. I got my eyes on the prize, all I think about is the finish line. Got me running like a Usain Bolt to the rope, and my hope is a crown, hoping he give me mine. Hey, I'm grinning, cause I'm winning. G-R-A-Ace, I'm repenting. I got an advocate talking when I'm sinning, and I despise and I hate it when I'm in it. Sin only brings me death, it makes me sick, I hate my health. This psychosis got me though, tell a shrink I hate myself. I swear I hate my flesh, even though sometimes I choose it. Beat it into submission, I gotta bruise it. My life is selfish ambition, I gotta lose it. So I lose it for the cross. Sanctification required for me to take a loss. The old man is dirty, I gotta take him off. Temptation is flirting, I gotta shake it off. So let the race begin. God is the prize, oh yes I'm in. Running for my life against S-I-N. Christ, that's my kin, I bet I win.
I hate it when I sin, it always keep me losing. Love God, hate sin, that's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
G to the R-A-A, Spain, the king of Renee like space, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big. Featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer. Keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dipp.
As long as she fly.
Online at VelvetMusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Genuine Life Records presents Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Cambino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chaser, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, The Bar is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Serving the fight of faith. This album will fuel you to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight. Prepare for the fight of faith.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is your boy Sham Taylor from The King and I. And we want you to stay tuned to the banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life on Yada the King Radio.
Brother Tone, Chad Jones, the song is called Winning on Yada the King Radio. And you can only win when God is within. I got the homie Steven, the Levite, man. First of all, man, before you get talking about your testimony, let's talk about this name, man, Steven the Levite. Now, is this your birth name, Steven, and how did that name come about?
Well, my first name is not Steven. My real name is Daryl Bell.
Oh, wow.
That's
my OU pastor's name. That's crazy.
Hilarious. Basically around the time when, for cats to know, I was part of a group called Redeemed Thought. And back when we were all in Cali and at Calvary Chapel Bible College, when the group was forming, that's when it became like, all right, I need a name too. The group has a name, we got members, but I don't have a name yet. And so I was like, hey, what am I going to call myself? And around that time, I had been reading Acts chapter 7 a lot and really been digging the character Stephen. I hate using the word character, but because it sounds like it's not a real person.
Right.
But I was really digging Steven. I was feeling him, and I was like, yo, man, this dude's a beast. I want to be like this dude. Like, look at how Christ-like he is, you know what I'm saying? Everything he did is kind of like what Jesus has, you know what I mean? And so, so I was like, I like the name Steven, so I'm going to take that drink. And so the Levite part.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think I've confused people by using the two names together because people think that Steven was a Levite.
Right.
But it doesn't say that. But, like, you have to understand the context. For me, like, around that time, like, there was rappers that were using names that were two parts, but the two weren't necessarily connected.
Right.
Like, there was a dude named, like, Jedi, Son of Spock. You know what I'm saying? So right. you're dealing with Star Wars and Star Trek right there. You know what I'm saying? So They're definitely not connected. There were names like that around that time. You know what I mean? So I felt like I could just take the two and connect them anyway. I took the idea of the Levite from the Old Testament priesthood. You know what I mean? Like, at the time, I had kind of been studying music in the Bible because, you know, I had gotten to a point where I was like, I don't even know if the Lord wants to use music. And, you know, when he told me that he did want to use music, specifically hip-hop, you know, I figured, like, okay, well, let me study this so I know what I'm doing. And one of my observations in the Old Testament was that, you know, only people from the tribe, a certain line in the tribe of Levi, were allowed to be doing, you know, a part of the choir in the temple at the time. So I was like, oh, okay, well, if I feel called, I'm kind of like a New Testament version of a Levite. So so I was like, all right, well, Stephen the Levite, you know what I'm saying? So so my understanding of the terms has changed a little bit. But, I mean, I think the name still applies. So,
So let me have you share your testimony with the people, man. How did you come to know Jesus Christ in your life?
Ah, man. It started when I was, I think I was still in high school, and I got invited to go to this youth group by a girl that I met but you know, we met, and she was like, yo, you should come to this youth group, and you know, non-believer girl invites you somewhere, you're like, okay, that's what's up, you go. So I went. And, you know, I ended up going there. I ended up staying there for the next 4 years. You know, eventually she left. you know, I had a really dope youth pastor who preached the gospel, and he was intentional about asking me questions and seeing where I was at, and really just showing me that he cared about me, asking me questions like, what's the difference between hip-hop and rap? And, you know, just really getting into my world. And, you know, eventually the gospel really clicked for me. And I remember the night that I got saved, I remember going home after the youth group and saying to myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting rid of my hip-hop because, you know, it's all secular and I idolize it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, for me at the time, hip-hop was a big idol. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was everything for me. And so it was something that I needed to die to. And so I was like, I'm getting rid of all of my CDs and stuff like that. And the night that I did that, you know, I got rid of my stuff, and I got on my knees and I prayed. And it was like, you know, it was just different. You know what I mean? It was just different. Like, I didn't feel like I was just throwing words up in the air, but I felt like, you know, somebody heard me, and you know, when I read the Bible, it started to actually make sense to me. It wasn't like I was just reading words. And from then on, everything was different. You know what I mean? So, that's basically what happened. Like, I think, I think I just realized how sinful I was. I repented. I realized that I needed a savior, that I couldn't get rid of this addiction that I had to hip hop by myself. And I depended on him, and I really trusted him to bring me out of my own sinful nature. And he did that. And I've been out of it ever since. So, the Lord hooked me up.
Awesome, man. We're going to go to this first song from you called The Appetizer, man. Now, I listened to this, man, and you going in already like, dude, this was like a full course meal, but you called it The Appetizer, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought some people would think that too, but I was kind of being facetious to an extent, but you know, it's really my way of saying, even though this feels like a full meal, there's really just a foretaste of the things to come.
Yeah.
In two senses, I got another album that I plan to come out with after that, and in the sense that I talk about Christ coming back and wrecking shop and setting up his kingdom. So, it's a foretaste of two things.
What is Ambassador call it, a double entendre? He always say something like
that. Yeah.
So let's check this joint out on Yada the King Radio. Steve and the Levi, The Appetizer. Let's go.
Forerunner like John the Baptizer, drawing the mass like a moth with that fire. Call it an appetizer, raw. That type to call them cats vipers, dodge the wrath like the car. Mad hyper calm, I'm trying to rock that. Truth in your stereo when I get a hot track. Suitable scenario, then I wanna jot rap. Move by the spirit though, sell a friend a cop that. Soon as it's available, no, I don't spit for dough. Your bro sent to sow them dope scripts and hope. Know this for sure, when those grip your soul and grow 60-fold, you gon' get the glow. Old click should know this if you got that. Fruit when you're bearing those, fresher than a cocked hat. Proves what you're hearing so when you're showing off that. Beautiful imperial, sinners get a god that truly done a miracle. Yo, it's so mission knowing folks living Holy Ghost, spit the quotes. Don't twist it though, I won't mention those who won't risk the whole kenosis approach. No fits to throw, I'm trying to fall back. Smooth like a criminal, quick to put them on blast. Shoot like a general, they don't really want that. Boo when the whistle blows, even if they on crack. Too hypocritical, dog, but that's why the bull's a fat liar. Draws a catch fire, watch. That guy's the father, had pride before the swag lines was all them rap guys could talk. Can't hide in the darkness from a god that views into a sinner's soul, even where your heart's at. Nude like a centerfold, messing with the wrong cat. Dude, super critical, testing all your thoughts, black. You should feel despicable. Yo, if so, then behold the globe, sin, atonement, homeless and broke. Foes wish to stone them, bros dip when close, exposed, snitch with soldiers closed in, then ghost. Full stripped and stolen by the guards that spew phlegm and ridicule, spread it when the lords cast. Prove who to split it for, didn't even talk back. Mute when they hit him, yo, L-O-R-D, all cap. Bruise for the cynical, whoa, it don't quit. The blows from closed fists and Romans own whips and jokes. No interposing, those sinless folks condone his disposal. Both risk it poke. Bones didn't get broken, but it got black. Gloom at the pinnacle, Jesus on the cross at noon with the villains, yo, drinking all of God's wrath. Doom you was headed for, tell me how you dodged that. Do you feel invincible?
Nah.
Then act wise, acknowledge fat prices, charge of cats die when lost. That Christ was slaughtered, chastised on all behalf by the Father, that life's the cost. Stacked high as a fortune, that is not cash. Loot is only temporal, how you gonna cop back? Youth with a little gold, been a little off track. Cool but peripheral, let me bring the plot back. Tomb from the burials open, stone shift exposes those linen clothes, the chosen disrobe. No stiff and close, cause no crypt can hold them. No sin to scold them, foe kid he rose. Go pin the slogan for the broadcast. News for the skeptical, remember the guard man. Fools made a spectacle, he was on the cross end. You was trying to heckle dude, telling him get off him. Prove what you said of you, so the low's been exalted, no fib. Jehovah's own sits enthroned, gone lifted home as folks witness. Post the commission, go with soul fishing poles. More Christian soldiers for the combat. New versus Cinevol, displaying a contrast. Troops that are missional, invading the block fast. Soup to present the hope, our savior will come back. Future predictable, y'all. At that time, the martyrs shall rise, extolling that righteous guard. Cats try to brawl, but can't fight the Lord who shall right the wrong and smash like the Hulk. Thrash wine and warriors, letting God splash. Groom in a crimson robe, parading a squad that's huge, but they chilling home. He's saying, I got that. Duel in the pit alone, you're able to watch. That's cool, I can dig it, you know. The show gets ferocious, dumb split before Shalom gets to soak. Old slick promotion, no glimpses, smoke your dope. Flicks to roaches, roll clip and choke. No spliff to blow, but catch a contact. Poof, when you hear me flow, my aim is to waft that. Putrid and very gross to haters who scoff at. Pew sitting scary folk, just waiting to flaunt that. Noon is material foe, the moment is closing. Groans in, we know him, no sin, we're home. Drove mix the cultures, though different focus on him.
Kadosh Kadosh
hits the throne, knows blend emotions with the raw facts. Tunes from a varied host to savoring God's glad. Soup with the vegetables and making a hot batch. Fruit with the Cheerios is great with a long nap. Scoop from a cereal box. I'm mad tired, awkward last rhyme, but follow that line of thought. Appetizer offer, snack time before the cracked sky is falling and Christ is all. Let it ride, I'm gone.
That was his sister Carmen. The track was called Closer. Go ahead and check the podcast archives. You can check that show out. We had a good time, man. It was crazy. She was like
she was at a church service. She got a phone call, and she was standing outside the whole time. And we was debating on whether she should go get the keys from her fiance or what. But we still had the show go down. You know, see, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, man. And I got the man that's a fan of Thunder and Lightning, not the Oklahoma City Thunder, but actual Thunder and Lightning, man. And that's the homie Stephen the Levite. Man, let's talk about how you got started in the music game. You said you was a big hip hop fan. Did you do hip hop before you got saved? Were you writing your own bars? What's up?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, I think I started around, well, like in third grade, fifth grade, and like maybe like seventh grade. I did talent shows where I was rapping, but you know, before seventh grade, like, I had other people writing my stuff for me, and or I was just spitting other people's stuff, like Heavy D or you know, Public Enemy or something like that. So but when I got to high school, actually what made me start writing was there was another rapper that went to my school. And you know, I was a hip hop purist, you know what I'm saying? Like underground hip hop, you know what I'm saying, real stuff, you know, people bragging about their money and cars and stuff like that wasn't necessarily cool. And there was this rapper who liked to do that type of stuff and rap about stuff that he didn't have and all that, and I was just like, yo man, somebody's gotta battle this dude and take him out, you know what I'm saying? And so I started rapping just so I could learn how to battle this dude, and that's kind of what made me start writing, like, you know, made me feel the need to write. And from then, like, you know, it kind of took off and I started writing more and did a couple talent shows. Then I got saved and, you know, I started going to the Bible College, and, you know, that's where I met up with the rest of Redeemed Thought. And that was around the time that the Lord really called me to, like, really focus and actually go back to writing. And yeah, man, that's how it started for me, man, with Redeemed Thought, like at Bible College with, you know, eight people in the group. And, you know, yeah, and then it whittled down to me and one other, Muse One, right before we moved to Philly. So, yeah, man, so that's how it all started.
So what, if somebody has not heard, besides the song we just played, your music, what can they expect to hear from Stephen the Levite when he's on the mic?
That's actually a hard question to answer. I try to give people you know what I mean, like classic songs. I try to make classics. I'm not trying to be trendy. I'm trying to make stuff that you can put in the player like 10 years from now and still enjoy it. And you won't laugh at it like, oh yeah, that's I remember when we were doing that. That joint totally fell off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want people saying that when they hear my stuff. So I try to give people that. I try to give people, you know, raw lyricism, rhyme schemes, you know, stuff that's gonna make them think. I try to give people stuff that's gonna make them, like, the 10th time they heard it or the 100th time they heard it, they're like, oh snap, I didn't notice that before, you know, right, what I'm saying? Right. I try to give it enough like, I want people to catch the main idea the first time they hear it, but I want there to be enough in it that you don't get it all the first time. And so you know, so there's some level of depth there, and you know, hopefully it's just stuff that people enjoy and they can listen to it and enjoy it. But yeah, you know, I try to provoke thought, and I try to encourage people. I try to help them to know their Bible more. One of the prayers that we prayed when we put out Today's Game was that we wanted people to be provoked to study their Bible more, and the Lord answered that. I got a lot of people that hit me back or hit me up on Facebook or, you know, different stuff, saying like, you know, like after hearing your album, I was really provoked to study the Bible more. And so that's also part of what I try to accomplish in my music. So, yep.
And that's awesome, man. So we get to see you. And you said you were talking, as you were talking earlier, the last song messed up your New Year's resolution, man. It messed up the New Year's resolution because you was working on a project. How's that project coming, man?
Yeah, man, it's almost done, man. I'm waiting for like a few verses from a few people, and one of those people is myself. but I mean, as far as the writing, like, it's almost done. All the beats are selected, you know what I mean? All the tracks are named and stuff. It's in the mixing process right now. So yeah, man, it's getting close to the end. Looking forward to letting cats hear it and letting people know what the title is. I'm not going to do that yet. It's a secret for now. But yeah, man, I'm really excited about it. I've been showing it to people and they've been enjoying it. So yeah, man, so it's almost done, man. Like before the end of the year, hopefully it should be out.
Dope, man. So you, before the end of the year, it's about to go down. You know what I'm saying? He gonna hold it out. When can we expect to hear the actual title though? Is there like a date that you gonna say, hey man, you'll hear the title by then?
Hopefully soon. We're trying to meet up and strategize about promotion and stuff like that. And you know, so I don't want to give too much away, but you know, I want to try to do something different with this project as far as promotion and stuff is concerned. So yeah, man. So, but yeah, hopefully in the next couple months or so, probably. So yeah, so we'll see.
Dope, man. Look, we're gonna go to another song from you, and after the appetizer, like I said, y'all might want to check this out. This next song is entitled, starts with an M, you know what I'm saying? And it is, I'm trying to remember what it is called. Membership.
Yeah.
What is this song about right here?
This is, I'm not sure which version you have, whether you have the original or the remix, but it was originally on a project that Lamo put out called The Church. Just talking about, based on the book by Mark Dever called Nine Marks, or What is a Healthy Church? Just talking about, you know, things that are necessary for a healthy church or for a church to be healthy. You know, this song is based on one of the chapters. You know, based on the chapter and a lot of my own experience being a part of the local church and... you know, so it's, I mean, a lot of it's self-explanatory, so I won't give it all away, but, you know, I mean, it's just a song about church membership and the importance thereof and, why it's so important. So
now before we go to this joint, let's talk about that CD, The Church, cause, let's say somebody haven't heard about it. How can they go get this project and what is this project actually talking about in reference to the church?
Well, once again, just the importance of the local church and the kind of necessary ingredients for a church to be healthy. You know, especially if you're looking for a church and you're trying to figure out, like, should I be at this church? Like, what should I be looking for? How do I know this is a church for me? Like, this is some kind of, like, general principles that you can look into and say, like, is this church doing these things? And, you know, you can kind of, you know, pick a church based on those things. Or if you're in the church already and you're like, yo, like, what? How come I'm not growing? Or, you know, whatever. Like, these are just, like, ideas that can kind of help you go in the right direction. So, but you can get it on landmode.com. You can get it on iTunes or Amazon. You know, it's pretty much available anywhere on the web. So, it's a dope project. We got a lot of good reviews on it. You know, yeah, so I got two joints on there if you want to check them out. Also the remix of it is on the 4Runner EP. So check them both out if you get the chance.
Alright, man, so let's check this song out, Membership by Stephen the Levite on Yada the King Radio. Yeah. Let's go.
Listen. For long-term visitors, non-committers who get the word but never get to work. At least not in conjunction with a church. They stay away and say they afraid of getting hurt. But pain is never excuse for disobedience. Church wasn't created to cater to your convenience. And God didn't give you gifts to be greedy with. Mission without the church is missing the main ingredient. I know I rushed in without much of an introduction, but membership is what we're discussing. committing to a community through a covenant, and doing the one another's a scripture with brethren.
Membership.
It actually happens at salvation, but practically it happens in active participation. If one is the fact, then two is the demonstration. For the maturing Christian, nothing should separate them. If one is the truth, then number two is the proof. If it's aloof, then number one is a lion without a tooth. If not the elect, who's inspecting your fruit? Just a select group of heads from your crew?
That's not a test, dude.
It's more like a bad science experiment with no control groups in the lab and lying experiences. It's foolish to lab denying it's serious when the only proof that you have is kinda mysterious.
This may be bold to say, but if you're not a part of a church, how do you know you're saved? The chances are you're probably not a bit. The objective evidence is saying the opposite. A body without biblical membership is sick, and the health depends on them getting it. So though you claim to be in it, kid, please consider this.
Yeah.
If you is, then show us how you living it.
We live in the days of the consumer. Shopping's a coveted skill and bloggers write reviews up. No one commits, people leave when they choose, cause ain't nobody trying to be tied down with too much. Labor only lasts as long as their passions. Cats dip, saying they feel bad with no sadness. They want that good stuff without the attachments, like friends with benefits of the ecclesial fashion. Playing the church like the girls that you date, then you criticize her like you're Seinfeld
or Satan.
Explain. You sit in the back making your accusations, but you ain't willing to aid in her sanctification.
Hypocrite.
I know that I'm getting a little hype, but you gotta understand the church was purchased by Christ's blood. And if Levi got jealous for Dinah, of course the Levites gon' be zealous for the bride, cause we see that Haggai and Zechariah were willing to work with Israel, not just prophesy stuff. You can check for yourself in Ezra 5:1 and wrestle with verse 2 until you're ready to die.
What?
Yeah. I didn't study, you heard me right, bruh. Dying is the price for being up in the cipher. It's all or nothing, cats are putting their life up, but you be isolated like you don't even like us.
This may be bold to say, but if you're not a part of a church, how do you know you're saved? The chances are you're probably not a bit. The objective evidence is saying the opposite. A body without biblical membership is sick, and the health depends on them getting it. So though you claim to be in it, kid, please consider this.
Yeah.
If you is, then show us how you living it.
Membership is not a check in a box or an altar call response when the sermon is hot. It's privileges bought with his blood on the cross, and it separates the flock from the world that is lost, kid. Membership is being a part of the body, but how can you be a body part when apart from the body?
And furthermore,
how could you possibly think it's godly when God is one or even three in one, but he's not three? I know the reality's universal, but practically it has to be tangible to the world too. So how do we gather to spur the virtues when our anatomy has been scattered throughout the earth, dude? The local church has entered the picture, the form of the assembly most mentioned in scripture. This is who you were given spiritual gifts for, the Voltron with the squad and adjustees to the mixture. They're also the tools used to fix ya. Iron sharpens iron, sparks flying in six stuff. But don't try to punk out when it gets rough. Satan's like a roaring lion trying to vic ya. He's waiting for you to faint when it gets tough. Straggle at the back of the flock and you might be his lunch. Or maybe you'll prove you were never his, bruh. 1 John 2:19, homie, you with us?
This may be bold to say, but if you're not a part of a church, how do you know you're saved? The chances are you're probably not a bit. The objective evidence is saying the opposite. A body without biblical membership is sick, and the health depends on them getting it. So though you claim to be in it, kid, please consider this. If you is, then show us how you living it.
Gotta get my weight up on this track. Can't keep lifting these little dumbbells. Yeah. Try to be a heavyweight, you know what I'm saying?
Put some more weight on that bar,
what
son.
What you think that means?
Let's do this.
If pain is weakness, leaving the body, then I cry every black night. Trying to get my act right, trying to get my pack tight. Cause that might be the reason why I lost the last fight. Cause I couldn't recall word of the one I'm trying to act like. People wanna act like they don't wanna feel me. Like everyone is chiseled. I gotta bring the real me. The stretch marks, the ill me, the sinful, the filthy. Ain't what you expected, get a refund.
Feel me.
With the body looking sluggish, Christian rappers wanna thug it. Christians pull the scene every time they flesh is tugging.
Anyone living holy?
Sound familiar? What happened to being different? I thought we were peculiar, but folk can't tell the difference. We do the same things they do. The surface so temporal. Eternal was Jesus. We need discipline. Gotta start resistance. Wanna carry your cross? Then you gotta
get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 You can do it.
Got the top trainer, day day in my corner. Strategy on my mind, leave them to the coroner. They think I'm shadow boxing. The crowd starts mocking, not seeing my fight, even though they are watching. But they aren't paying attention. We don't fight against flesh. This slugfest ain't easy for me to pass. I'm like a duck test, cause this mess I'm attracted to. But I'm trying to connect it, dude. Seems like in the day I'm acting cool. Then tonight it comes straight out the blue. Back then in the spirit, I used to look puny. A scrub in the ER. Like George Clooney, suffering from malnourishment and dehydration. I didn't live for Jesus, I lived for this sensation. But that really depressed me. Empty's how it left me. Because it's so short-lived, now it doesn't impress me. I live for what's eternal. I live life on the bench press. Cause muscles don't come without resistance. So get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. It's easier to resist. Sin that doesn't mean much. You wouldn't do it no way, because that's not your lust. But what's the thing that competes with Jesus for your heart? The sin that attracts you ranks highest on your chart. Trust me, I've been there. Sometimes I'm still there. I overcome sin, but still have to peel layers of deep-rooted wrongdoing. So frustrating. I love God, but I wish it showed in my patience. Cause that's where the power comes. That's where the peace comes. That's where the fulfillment comes. That's where the peace comes. When you start working out your salvation, with fear and trembling, call it formation. So let's up the ante. Sin no longer amps me. Gotta read the manual. His word does the clamping. When I press towards God, I press away sin. Sin is the weight, and I'm bench pressing.
Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 You can
do it. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
Real hip-hop.
Hey.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for all hip-hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At thesouth.com.
Thesouth.com.
You know who it is?
Thesouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gino.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to hunterheartpublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit hunterheartpublishing.com. Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world. Get your weight up, K Drama, on Yada the King Radio. It kind of had a little rock in it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Stephen the Levi, who said he actually listens to more rock than he does hip hop right now, and it wasn't always like that. But we was also talking in the live stream about classic songs, classic albums, what he believes are classics. I'm gonna ask you this though, real quick, man. This might be a tough question to answer right off the jump. But who would you say right now that you're looking at, and in 10 years from now, you would say, man, that I think they might have what it takes to be a classic.
That's a good question and a hard question. I think when I think of cats that have a lot of potential and they're still young and they could be around for the next 10 years or so, I think one of the first cats I think of is Esso, the cat we just signed to Lambo.
Right.
And not just because we signed him, but because he has a style that's like, it's not limited to East Coast or the South or Midwest or, you know, Toronto or whatever. Like, he has a dope style that kind of is lyrical, but it's up to date, and it's, you know, I mean, he can rhyme over just about anything and make it sound good. And I think, like, because I think about cats like Busta Rhymes. Like, I know cats bugging because I mentioned secular cats. Some cats do. But anyway, like, Busta Rhymes, like, I bought his first album 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And he still has stuff that's being played on the radio today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And part of the reason for that is that he can rap over anything, and he's going to make whoever else is on the track with him sound like a young buck. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, that's the reason why people started having him feature on all this stuff, because he was rhyming over everybody's remix and, you know, whatever. So, and I think Esso has that kind of potential. He can rap over anything and make it sound good, whether it's a Midwest, down south, East Coast joint, you know what I mean, the more soulful stuff like they're putting out in London and all that. So I think he has a lot of potential. I mean, you know, time will tell, but I think he definitely has, I mean, at least from the appearance and, you know, what I believe God is doing in his life, I think he has the potential for that kind of legacy. So yeah,
dope, man. And are you only gonna give me one artist, or how is that what you gonna do to me?
probably, yeah. Like, cause I mean, yeah. I look out a lot, but you know, if there was somebody else, I probably wouldn't tell them yet.
Yeah,
cause I want to blow nobody's heads up.
Yeah, I could dig it. So, keep your heads. Yeah. Hey, if you think you a classic, you need to slow down real quick, man. Let somebody else deem you a classic first. You know what I'm saying? Then we can look and say, hey, yeah, he was a classic back then. You might be old then. But, hey, keep on going hard for the Lord, man. We're going to talk about the topic of the day, which is let's build, man. And as I was praying today, God was just saying, hey, sometimes we got to take the time out to just chill with people, man. And, you know, sometimes we as ministers, we can continually stay busy. But if we're not taking out the time to build relationships, really, what is it all about, man? Let's talk about building, man. What do you think about, Stephen and Levi, when we say building? What are some things that come to your mind as we say these words? Because I know you are a word dude.
Yeah. Actually, we had a song on True Beauty, getting this to the first Redeemed Thought album called Build Up. and we really kind of play on the word a lot. And, you know, like, I think, you know, we're building up the body of Christ and, you know, trying to like, you know, there's word pictures of the body of Christ being a building, and, you know, when people get saved, it's kind of like a new brick is added to the temple, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, so I think about that a lot. But, I mean, it's hard for me not to think about the local church, especially since we just played membership. And, like, I think specifically about how the local church provides and facilitates, like, the building up of the body of Christ. And, you know, it even talks about how, you know, apostles and evangelists and prophets and pastors and teachers have been given to us for the sake of our building up and, you know, stuff like that. But I think more specifically as far as, like, building relationships, like, I think, like, definitely the local churches facilitates that, and, you know, slowing down to actually build relationships is just mad essential. You know, at my church, we've been doing these small groups, and we're going through a book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And, you know, part of the reason for the groups is just so that as the church gets bigger, we can also get smaller, you know what I mean? And not just get lost in the sea of people, but actually get to know one another in smaller settings where there's only maybe 13 of us or whatever, and we can actually get it in and get to know what each other's names are and, you know, stuff like that. But, and I think, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, because I know I talk too much sometimes, but I also think that the local church is important because it causes you to be friends with people that you wouldn't normally be friends with. Mm. I think outside of the local church, you kind of make your own friends. You kind of pick out who you want to be friends with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You kind of like, oh, okay, this dude looks cool. Like, let me take the time to get to know you. You know what I mean? But I think the local church provides this facility where, you know, you have a certain kind of gifting, and this other person has this kind of gifting, and like, so you guys do ministry together, and you kind of through that get to know one another. When maybe you probably wouldn't have before, or your ministry has to work with this other ministry for this big event that the church has going on, you know what I mean? And so these two totally clashing personalities and giftings have to work together to make something happen, you know what I mean? And, and that's when you kind of build relationships with those people as well, cats that you don't even necessarily think about or wouldn't necessarily kick it with all the time. And you know, so I praise God for, you know, the local church, because there's a lot of cats that I'm just like, dang, like, outside of the church, I think this dude was weird, or I think this dude was too much of a thug for me to kick it with, or, you know what I mean? Like, a bunch of different things that I would just, you know, I would stay away from these people if it wasn't for the local church, and I'd be missing out on a whole lot of God's grace that God's given to me through them, because of their gifting or because of me getting to know this way of thinking that I wouldn't have taken the time to listen to before, or, you know what I mean? Like, just a bunch of stuff that comes through God's people because you're around God's people. So,
yeah. So that's what's up. It's important to get your build on, man. If you're not building, what are you doing? You need to get around some brothers and sisters in Christ, man. I'm going to go ahead and talk about that a little bit later, man, and that's really what it is about. Man, Stephen the Levite, man, you got an interesting song title, first of all. The song is called My Funeral. Like, I think the picture that I have of you is like, is that a casket behind you?
I don't know. No, that's I think it's in front of a, where were we? We were in Chinatown. I think it's like some, I don't know what it was, but some kind of Chinese looking type of building, whatever was behind me. It's got some cool like artwork in the architecture. So
okay, so yeah, I was gonna be like, man, he's serious about this. But let's talk about this song, My Funeral. What is this about, bro?
Well, it was one of the latter songs on my album To Die Is Gain. And there's another song on the album called My Life Soundtrack. And, you know, I was kind of saying, like, you know, basically, if I ever die, I don't want you guys to mourn about me. You know what I'm saying? I want you to cry for me because, like, I know what's waiting for me. You know what I mean? And so the whole kind of thrust of the album is, like, this is what's going to happen after I die. This is why I want you to rejoice instead of be sad and mourn over me. Because, like, you know, this is good stuff. This to die is gain. I'm not losing out. I'm gaining right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the thrust of the project and specifically that song. So.
All right, man. So look, let's check this out. We are going to get into this song, My Funeral by Stephen the Levite. Yeah. Check it out.
If my life is like a movie, then you can run this at the credits. Get ready for part two when a brother's resurrected. Meanwhile, I'm a beast, styled and perfected in God's presence, learning grace and what true rest is. Flesh deaded, no struggles left to mess with. No obsessions, no devils left to test it. No secular heads representing for death. Yeah, the next dwelling is much better than what I left, kid. New mansion, the new body bought with the ransom. All handsome, all eyes locked in the lamps. On the Son of Man hung on the cross, saving the damned from the penalty of sin. All singing a new anthem, all worship directed to God resurrected, who stretched the heavens and left us in awe, never sweating. Death treaded, the devil is stomped where his head is, and left pathetic, embarrassed, and tossed in the septic tank of the universe, flushed by the sun who came to undo the curse, crushed by the ones who he came to set free. Indeed, God's wrath appeased now. Hang just to see him bleed, y'all, that's a mean crowd. But it's all over, though the scars still remain. So John calls Jehovah Oshua the Lamb slain, yo, consider that God in the flesh for eternity. He didn't take it off when he left. So even currently, God rocks humility, even at his throne through. All of his abilities, his meekness is shown through. His bug right, we'll be eternally bugged out. Man, I'm ready to go, God can pull the plug now. Nevertheless, like Paul, I abide in the flesh for y'all, to go wherever I'm led till God calls. So whether alive or the body falls, where I'm headed is better when Christ is glorified in all. When I die, you can play this. Life isn't over, but the pain is. It's what the homegoing of a saint is. Y'all give him praises, the Most High God won't betray us, his promises solid as a pavement. When I die, say this. Life isn't over, but the pain is. That's what the homegoing of a saint is. Y'all give him praises, the Most High God won't betray us, his promises solid as a pavement. Wait just a second, we still got a lot of promises left, kid. It doesn't rest, it death, heaven, and resurrection. Next is a wedding reception. The elect come to fellowship in heaven before Armageddon. Christ treading the wine presses, the vine threshing with divine weapon, and I'm present with my brethren. We ride dressed in white linen, the sight sickening. When the sky splits, the Christ hits, and life's different. This is a common topic among prophets. A time when the temple of God is where God lives, and all Gentiles from afar will come to honor him with offerings of contrite hearts and praise following. Did I mention I'm splitting the mountain of Olivet? Temple issues, sending a fountain through all of it, hitting the valley of Shittim, no drowning. He'll water it, fishermen getting it in with astounding amount of fish. About 1,000 years past, Satan's let loose to fool nations in all places and set troops up around the empire of God and his brethren, devour when the fire is called down from heaven. Satan's tossed in the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet bake desire and relief. Then God judges the dead. It's called the second death when the dead death in Hades are left in Gehenna. New heaven, new earth, plus a new Jerusalem. Old heaven and earth consumed to make room for them. No sorrow or pain, and all things are new again. The city square footage equivalent to the moon, my friend. God himself is dwelling among men. There's no temple and no sunlight because they're both him. I'm only scratching the surface, read the book. And when you get hyped, help me sing the hook. When I die, you can play this. Life isn't over, but the pain is. That's what the homegoing of a saint is. Y'all give him praises, the Most High God won't betray us. His promises solid as the pavement. When I die, say this. Life isn't over, but the pain is. That's what the homegoing of a saint is. Y'all give him praises, the Most High God won't betray us. His promises solid as the pavement.
In the modest, said I'ma make 'em worship, I'ma make 'em worship, I'ma make 'em worship, I'ma make 'em worship. My head, my feet, I'ma make 'em worship. My king said I'ma make 'em worship, I'ma make 'em worship, I'ma
Pacino, Hart, the dead of winter. No casino, Nino to get the chips up. OG Eagle, but stay low on that good luck. I was hood stuck, corner pushing that cook up. No, I didn't feel it shook up, but now I'm off in that good book. I was lost with no direction, and I looked up. Now I'm just this big kid, check my pull up. I owe him everything, even that which he gave me. Even though I was crazy, Jesus showed up and saved me. And now I got reason to keep breathing, something to brag about anytime that I'm speaking. The answer to everything I was needing. No rule but tussin', but I be leaning. Made me whole, I finally feel completed. I am home and my address is Jesus.
I'ma make a worship, I'ma make a worship, I'ma make a worship. My head, my feet, I'ma make a worship. My kids said I'ma make a worship, 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 I'ma make a worship.
If I was banging in the club or in front of the judge, they would be there for me. And if I had to pull the snub, I promise they wouldn't budge. We'd clear the area, B. And on everything I love, if I cop the little drug, they'd move the product with me. But now I'm in the church and my life changed up, and ain't nobody next to me. I am not your average, music not my pinnacle. I crossed the bridge, Billy Goat with the fitted low. Yo, tradition outdated, me the gigolo. I was down and couldn't get up, Billy Ho. My words are not my own, I got a Diddy flow. Plus I put the milk in it, cereal. This is God's block, homie, and we dealing hope. You show faith and he can show you a miracle. K-Star, you know what I'm about, kid. And without Jesus, you know what, I'm outta here. I follow my king, Zilbronus Ilgauskas. He never let me down, the ground is not our friend.
Yo, that was the homie, Caleb Starr. The song was called Worship. He said he gonna make him worship too. Now, you know what I'm saying? He don't mean he gonna put a gun to y'all or nothing like that. But he's gonna live a life that's gonna make y'all wanna worship, man. So check this out. We got the homie Stephen and Levi with us right now. He's been chilling with us, getting it in. We had a good time, man. We also told y'all to go check out the old school cut, Redeemed Thought. The song is called Ezekiel 16. Check that out. Look it up on YouTube. Somebody done posted it up there. It was a banging song. But Stephen and Levi, what's coming up next with you, man? What you got going?
Ah, man. Trying to finish up this album. Like I said, hopefully before the end of the year, you'll hear. It'll be out and everything. And hopefully within the next couple months, we'll release, like, the name of the project and, maybe a track listing or something like that. Something to get your mouths watering. Hopefully a few videos, few singles and stuff like that for y'all to check out. A few shows and stuff like that coming up. Big fest that Muse One from Redeemed Thought is putting on next month to raise money for it's a crazy story. I let him tell it. But basically a sister who was taking care of people and, lost her life to cancer and, still has medical bills left. And, the kids, like Muse One and his wife have moved in and they're taking care of the family that she left behind. And, so this dope concert, a lot of cats are coming or whatever. So if you're in Philly at the time, you got to come through and check it out. Flyers are all over my Tumblr and my blog spot and you can find them on Muse One's Tumblr as well. So That's coming up, and yeah, man, my daughter's coming up as well. So my wife is about to give birth again. So that's kind of really what I got going on, man.
All right, and let them know real quick when that album is coming out, man. When is that album coming out? Oh,
before
the end of this year. That's right. You didn't give me no specific. I tried to see if you was going to slip up that time.
Before the end of the year. I try to let my yay be yay and my nay be nay. So I'd rather not put out a date and then it get pushed back.
No, that's what's up.
But yeah, before the end of the year, keep your eyes peeled.
Cool, man. So y'all want to definitely check that out. Let's see, man. Any last words that you want to leave the people with?
Yeah, man. Love God. Love God's people. If you're married, love your wives. Love your husbands. And yeah, man. Keep your eyes open for the project. Join the church if you haven't. And yeah, that's about all I got, man.
All right, man. And then for those that are listening that saying, hey, man, I need to get Stephen Levite on a track. I need to book him for a concert. How do they go about doing all that?
You can hit up my wife. She's my manager, and she's doing a great job. You can hit her up at stephenthelevite.booking@gmail.com. And, she'll hit you back with all the info and all that. So, StephenTheLevite.booking@gmail.com. So, yep.
All right. And the last thing is, how can they get a hold of you for, you know what I'm saying, like website purposes? Let's say somebody just want to check out what you're doing right now. When the album comes out, where can they find you at? What are some of your websites and social media networks?
If you Google Stephen the Levite, you'll find most of them. Landmode.com, The Whistleblower, .blogspot.com, or thewhistleblower.tumblr.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm all over the place. There's a like page on Facebook for Stephen the Levite. I try to be everywhere without being everywhere and not being anywhere. So that makes
sense. Yeah, man, that's really what it is, man. We had a great time getting it in with you, man. We pray that God continues to excel you as you continue to challenge the thoughts of the listeners, man, and continue to go hard for God, bro.
Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, be blessed.
All right, praise and peace.
All right, life. Awesome time getting it in with Stephen the Levite. Y'all should definitely go check out what he's got going on, man. He's a cool brother representing the kingdom. And that's really what it's all about, man. We getting it in with people so you can hear their heart, chopping it up. We was just doing an interview, the last interview we did with Erica Diamonds. A lot of people were like, yo, man, we got to really hear what she was about. Even Miss Cole was like, man, it's fun interviewing artists. I was like, I told you. You know what I'm saying? So we get it in, man, so y'all can check it out, see what they all about. We actually got the live stream working today. It was working really good. So if you ever get a chance, stop by yattatheking.com on Thursdays and Sunday at 5:30 p.m. so you can check us live, ask the artists their questions, or even if you can't come live, you can always hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Just search Yatta the King on Facebook.com/YattaTheKing or Twitter at YattaTheKing. And we will definitely ask your questions. Or your questions might even be asked by somebody else. But we really want to allow you to have the chance to ask questions for the artist, man. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into another song, man. We got to keep the music flowing. We got to keep it pumping. We got a lot of interviews coming up for you guys, man. And we appreciate each and every one of y'all sharing this with your friends and your family. There's been a lot of people like, yo, man, I've been hearing the Yatta the King radio show from this person, that person. We had somebody in the live stream from London. So, I mean, we just thank God for really him getting the radio show out to everybody and the topics really impacting people. So that's really what it is, man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the topic of the day, as I always do at the end of the show. We're going to chop it up on that, and we're going to get into this song right here. Lil Prophet, Look Like God. You thought I forgot the name of the song? Let's go.
My praise is amazing, I be off in the zone. I be praising my God even when chilling at home. I be lying in bed, spirit be beating my head. When I'm supposed to be asleep, I be worshiping instead.
If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like God.
Nip and tuck, yeah. Bro, I'm all about my daddy's work. Bearing the fruit of the loom like a t-shirt. The image of the most high I'm portraying. My flesh is a bomb I'm diffusing daily. And if you don't know what to put on, I got fashion tips. I crash and sit, read slower than molasses drips. And if you wonder what I'm reading, man, it's word. Cause it's gonna tell me what look like God ain't to put on. Galatians 5:22 through 23 teach me. Live by the fruit of the spirits and you'll be peachy. So if it look like God, put it on. If it don't, then you gotta move along.
If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like him, me, I'ma put it on.
Push reset. A voice spoke, well done.
done, but you ain't done nothing yet. See them years that you spent? Nah, that was my boot camp. And the times that you vent, I was with you, but now it's time to get up and go to war. Soldier, what you waiting for? Don't tell me you can't take no more. What you think I made you for? So you can have the nice car, house in the valley, or go and find the burnt out man in the alley, or maybe you just like what the website writers say. BET got you thinking you won't guess the bill one day. They gon' be like, yeah, Raz, you right, we like God now. Maybe you was real back then, but now you just a fraud, huh? Nah, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dream. I don't care what they say, even on the gospel scene. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, a double dose, a holy
I
dose is
on
now.
I can't go back to game changer.
God was upset. A voice spoke, I love you, son, but that don't mean jack. You've been too apologetic to these men, what's up with that? And the skip I gave you, acting like you ashamed of that. You ain't the only voice, you was just my choice. You blowing that, cause you afraid to walk in boldness when you know I got your back. I'm hearing prayers like, God, they criticize me cause of tongues. Why don't you buy a dinner dress, then pick out a set of thongs? Who's your daddy? A man can only have one master. When you begin to please people, it only ends in a disaster. But you know that, I taught you that a decade back. When your buddy wine stopped, but I made you hold the track. Yeah, you right, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, even on computer screens. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, a double dose, a holy
I
dose is on
now. I can't survive the game changer.
God said that's that. I'ma bless you now. Go and get your family back on track. Your grandfather passed away and never knew your son. In fact, he's the last Harris. You gon' have to breach that. Teach him about my ways and let him know that he is not a slave, he's a seed. The first of a rising breed, precious in my sight. No worries about his future, he aight. As I was with you, I'ma be with him, he's a fighter. Now, pin to the bag, cause I made you a writer. You gon' tell a story how to go from gutter to the glory. Don't you worry about no things like provision. Just listen, the cattle on the hill is mine. Quit wishing, it's yours. But don't you ever try to sell me out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, only listen if it's me. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone. Now you got it, now here's your shot of Holy Ghost.
I can't
survive
the pool of game changer.
That's the homie Raz, Lil Rascal, Grape Tree artist. Yeah, see, I'm one of them cats that grew up listening to Grape Tree. You know what I'm saying? Dawkins and Dawkins. You know what I'm saying? Dynamic Twins. That's who I meant to say. All them cats, though, man. I listened to all that music growing up. I'm like a second, third, maybe a second generation Christian hip-hop artist. That's who I listen to. Now that's what I do. So that's really what's up, man. And I just really wanted to... We Yada the King Radio have a platform to share what these artists is really all about, what they're really doing, so that you guys can see the diversity that we have, man. Like I keep saying, if you're one of them cats that be like, Christian rap is weak, y'all ain't listen to a lot of cats, man. There's a lot of new music coming out, and they stepped their game up. And I can say this, man, we banging with a lot of the secular artists, man. And I don't even listen to secular music, so... it is what it is, man. We got to continue to support one another. That's really what it is all about. Shouts out to all the sites pushing Christian hip-hop to a whole nother level. The South, West Coast Fire, Rapzilla, you know what I'm saying? Who else we got? We got Z180 Radio, Wado Radio, What in the Ham Sandwich, you know what I'm saying? All the shows, Hollafest Radio. I couldn't forget the homie because he might start speaking in tongues, you know what I'm saying? And when he's speaking for tongues, for me, man, I'm expecting a blessing. You can't speak in tongues and curse nobody anyway, so that's really what's up. Shout out to y'all, man, continuing to push the movement. And anybody else that I forgot to mention, charge it to my head, because, you know, I'm not looking at my heart right now. I'm throwing them out from the head, from the dome. I didn't rehearse this, man. This is freestyle. You dig? So anyway, that's what's up. The topic of the day was, it was all about building. Let's build. How important do I think it is to build? I think it is very important that we learn to get together as a body of Christ and build. Now, there's going to be some people that it's going to be tough to build with. And you have to make sure you're building together. First of all, if one cat's building a boat and the other cat's trying to build a yacht, even though they're boats, it might not work together. You know what I'm saying? But I will say there's people that God has put in your circle that you need to build with. As artists, I said, sometimes we get so caught up in our schedule and getting our work done. As pastors, you preach the message and you don't want to be bothered with people. Sometimes I've had that happen myself. But we got to make sure we build with one another, man. We take the time out and say, God, I'm going to spend time with this brother and chop it up with him, see what's on his heart. And I always be the ones talking. A lot of people got a lot of knowledge and they'll say a whole bunch of stuff, but if you don't listen to some of these people's hearts, a lot of times you're missing the mark, man. And not saying that you have to do everything they say, but it's always good to hear them out, man. What is building good for? I think building, it will, the more builders that you have, the stronger your building will be, right? A lot of times you can get, and the faster you can build. If we build together as a body of Christ, we can build, bring in more souls into the body of Christ. We can impact more people when we work together, man. I was reading in a book this other day, man, and the author's name is John Maxwell. The book is called The 21 Laws. The 21 indisputable laws of leadership. And it said there was a horse competition, man, to see how much the horses could carry. One horse could carry like 5,000 pounds. The other one could carry 4,000. But when they put them together, they were able to carry 12,000. Now, this is also in the scripture where it says one could put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. What we see is when we work together, when we build, we can do bigger and better, man. And I just want to encourage you, man, take the time out to make sure you're building with people. Don't be a loner. Don't be a Christian that just chills all by itself. Make sure you take the time out to get it in, chop it up with somebody, man. Pray with somebody, read the Bible with other people. Don't just read it by yourself. Read it in community, man. Be community minded so that we can impact the world for Jesus. And once we do that, I think the church will continually impact this world, and more people will want to join. Nobody wants to be with the Lone Ranger, you know what I'm saying, except for Tonto, you know, and he was called to be there, so they were building anyway. So check it out, man. We about to get out of here. It's your boy Don Christian, not just the boy but the warrior, man. We're going to continue to push forth in the kingdom of God, man. So that's really what it is all about. Got the homie Dylan Chase coming up next on the next episode. Don't miss it, y'all. Gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. I always gotta keep my praise unique. Yada da King Radio.
banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community.
Go to yada.king.com
and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals.
Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the yada.king mobile app.
We yada the king. Do you?
I always gotta keep my
Yada
That King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole. And I'm Don Christian. On Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.